Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Pascal Cagny, who's the president of Business France, the government agency there charged with promoting France to foreign investors. Pascal Cagny, thank you for joining us on Bloomberg Radio this morning. Paris overtaking London's market is a milestone, but is it in your eyes actually an indication of a wider trend of where investment is going?
It clearly gives a very strong indications about the job achieved over the last 5 years in the attractiveness of a place like Paris and France overall, as well as clear consequences of the Brexit. As you mentioned it, the weaker pounds has been playing its role. But you have also to recognize that a key strategic choice of international group favoring being public outside of UK as playing a role. Just to give you some hints and example, right? We all have heard about Ryanair, which just is exactly a year ago left the London Stock Exchange to the benefit of the Euronext in Dublin. We can also mention the BHP, which decided to basically close their double public quotations so to privilege Australia. And we can go along and along like this. Benevolent AI in April 22, trying to go essentially in Amsterdam, while they will naturally just 5 to 10 years ago go to London Stock Exchange. So the Brexit is taking its toll. In the meantime, the Europeans and especially Paris hasn't been stilled. They basically encourage very much the investment in France or in the continental Europe. And the truth of the matter is that you've got also the emergence of a reasonably strong platform, which is the Euronext. Euronext today do have presence in Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam, Lisbon, Dublin, Oslo, and Milan, and really start to become an alternative to the stock market in London. That's kind of the first hints that you can really look at.
Well, Pascal, our last guest was saying that it's still too early to mark the homework on Brexit from the UK perspective. Do you think it's fair to say that in the European perspective?
I think it's totally fair. I think the Europeans should have any hybris about such a very small signals, but the fundamentals are really playing in one and only one direction. Is that when you are in the consumer cyclical, or in the consumer non-cyclical, or in industrial, you prefer to basically go and basically poach capital today on the continental Europe than going in London, given the uncertainty that you have. It's a fact. I think, inevitable on the long run. So while we shouldn't have any hybrids, as I said, we should also recognize that when you look at the 5 to 6 years growth of the FTSE to compare to just the CAC, which is the French index, right? You will see a 20 to 25% differences. When you look also at the emergence of a large luxury consumer good company like the LVMH, Hermes, Kering, Dassault, you mentioned it, right? LVMH was 5 years ago at 70 billions. They are today at 350 billions. So all of that plays into one and only one directions. So while there is still a lot to achieve for the Europeans and especially Euronext, to compete against the superb financial center that London is and has been, I still believe that the odds are strong that Europe will and Paris will basically be a very strong contender and possibly a leader in the years to come.
Has the French strategy for attracting investment changed because of Brexit? Was 2016 a big shift moment in how the country actually attracts foreign investors?
The truth of the matter, there is a lot of play, a lot of arguments there. First, you had, with the arrival of President Macron, a very clear sign about a change. You may recall the tax reforms. You may recall also a much more flexible workload, which have been playing a big role. Finally, the French have been able to basically be a lot more at ease with marketing their country. And then You have to appreciate that having a president which is staying in power for 10 years is an ocean of instability in Europe when you compare to what's happening, what happened in Italy, in Spain, or with the transitions happening in Germany, or with the four prime ministers that we had in UK. So all of that is playing clearly when you're in the boardrooms and you're thinking about where you want to basically be public, poach resources, and really make a differences. Never forget also that the European market, or the continental Europe as such, is still one of the largest, if not the largest market in Europe, with 500 million plus inhabitants, pretty rich. And I think all of that plays in that direction. So you cannot just put it at the Brexit. The Brexit is one of multiple key factors, which is basically bringing France for the third consecutive year in a row as the main, the most attractive countries. But it plays its role.
Pascal, I think the key question that businesses and consumers want to know is how permanent these effects are. I was interviewing former Bank of England policymaker Michael Saunders this week. He told us that the UK economy as a whole has been permanently damaged by Brexit. For you, will the effects on France last?
I think it will last. You know, I've been living and I've been welcomed very well in UK for 13, 14 years. I just hope that the UK economy will recover. If there is one characteristic which basically characterized UK is this ability to resilience, and it has been shown over the years. So what I really believe is that the Brexit is taking a huge toll. At some point of time, everyone will realize that having a large market, liberal like the UK, despite the challenge at the moment, will continue, needs to be continued to be served by the industry. But yes, again, Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, and the overall continental Europe benefit of that. I don't know how to better explain this, but clearly when you see where the investment goes, we talk about 1600 projects at Business France, the agency I'm chairing. Essentially, we see a very strong dynamic despite the challenge. We just heard about the 11.1% of inflations in the UK to compare to, I suspect, 6.5 to 7% in France. All of that plays a huge role.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.